At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
NBA tonight, Sixers, Knicks go at it. They just played a game. It was on Sunday. The final score was 79-73. Now, a couple things. Maxey's coming back tonight. Looks like OG Anunoby could play for the Knicks. The total opened up 215 right away at DK yesterday, down to 208.5. Here are my numbers. I have the Knicks 27-6 to the under their last 33 games.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible. That is nuts. Well, that's I think the point spread's crazy if OG doesn't play either. Considering now, I know they blew him out the last two meetings, but that was ugly Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then the Knicks just got to get healthy here. But then again, it's like you're asking for the nuclear codes to try to get an injury update from this organization. You know, what's going on with Randall, and when is OG coming back? But this is, again, this is a team that could challenge the Celtics if they get everyone back, because they were playing so well, but now all the injuries are hitting, and it doesn't look good for Randall. And but first things first, you got to get OG out there. But that's just, that 6.5 is too many points. But then again, the Sixers are a lot like the Kings, schizophrenic. I mean, they go into Dallas and win. They get blown out at home by the Nets. Then they had the nice win Sunday in the Garden. Yeah. So it's the tough one.
Couple things in the total.
Yep.
I did not see it right away when it was 215. Had I would have bet it immediately to the under, like evidently everybody in the world's betting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is 208.5 still too many points? Like, what number would you be willing to bet over on? Would you bet over 199.5?
I got to see who plays, though, first. Okay. I mean, it's a perilous trader with the NBA.
Fair enough. Now, it's also a very intriguing game on the West Coast tonight. And numbers here, this is unbelievable between the Bucks and the Kings. First of all, the Bucks won their first meeting on the season, 143-142. Went to overtime. That's 15 straight wins for the Bucks over the Kings in this series. You want some scores from over the years? Buckle your seatbelts. Total tonight, 236. 133-124. 126-113. 135-126. 133-127. 129-128. 128-115. 123-111, okay, 127-106, 141-140, and 144-109. That goes all the way back to the start of the 2018-2019 season. Before that, they played a bunch of unders. Since then, it's absolutely fireworks when these two teams get together.
Yep. But I have to take the Kings. I have to take the schizophrenic Kings. Up is down, I mean, night is day. It doesn't make it. Just do the opposite. They go to Minnesota and win. They come back at home and lose to the Bulls as a 7-point favorite. They go to L.A. as a dog and win.
Yep.
They almost lose at home to San Antonio. They get buried at home by the Rockets, and they've lost three times to Houston. They lose at home to the Detroit Pistons and then run out Denver.
They
lost at home to Miami. They beat the Clippers on the road. It doesn't make any sense here. Keep this in mind, too. I know it'll be a back-to-back. Sabonis has beat Anthony Davis 9 in a row, and they play the Lakers Wednesday. So
okay.
The Kings have had the Lakers number, especially when Sabonis plays, and he, for whatever reason, has had success against Davis. But this is, you know, and again, good job by Doc here. Bucks up to 15th in defense, and they're top five in defensive efficiency now since Doc took over. They got the break Sunday because the Clippers sat George and Kawhi, and the Clippers hung in there, and that was a tight game late. But we're also seeing the Lillard that we thought we were going to get from
Portland.
Finally
getting this, yes, yeah.
Right. So this is the team that can give Boston a series that we're seeing. Now, you got to get Middleton back at some point. I mean, again, gun in a ski mask when the check comes, direct deposit, it's with this guy. He can't get on the floor. But Lillard has been great, and good contest tonight. But
I think I want to go over 236.
Yeah, I'll do that too.
Saw 238. No, Sabonis had a triple-double the first time they played. I look for three guys whenever they play. Now, I did not bet Joker last night to have a triple-double. He did. By the way, is it the MVP now?
Minus 220 now.
Okay. Yeah. I did bet Luka. He got there. Sabonis has had a ton of them this year as well. He's plus 175 triple-double tonight. I'd say if you can find around 2-1 on Sabonis to get a triple-double, I would play that. In fact, 175, I may. I don't know yet, but I'm going to keep shopping around and see if I can find around 2-1 on him.
I like the Rockets tonight. Pop doesn't think Wemby's going to play. They're on a back-to-back, hung in there, played a good first half, and then the Warriors ran him out.
Yeah.
Houston lane 4. Houston's playing well of late. I just think the back-to-back and no Wemby here. I like the Rockets on the road.
Do you have any opinion on the Wolves-Clippers game?
The theme's a little high, though, right?
The total?
Six and a half, seven.
Okay.
Because I know what Towns means to them offensively, but how about Gobert doing this to Scott Foster with the money line? It wasn't so much the gesture. It was who he did it to, knowing his history, right? But cost him a game because he got teed up, hit the technical, and then it goes to overtime where they got beat. But... And again, the Clippers here, you can still get the 1 or 2 seed. It's sitting right there for them. But Minnesota's given them fits, and they've had problems scoring against them. And then the last meeting was 89-88. They won in Minnesota. So I think 7 is too much here for the Clippers. Don't know what to do with the total, but, the Clippers have been hard to figure out since they had that hot streak and came back from the Grammys road trip.
I saw the opener last night, 217. Now, that's down. I mean, it's down quite a few points from when they were playing originally to start this year. But as you said, 89-88 the last time they played. It was 121-120 the time before that. That stayed under. And the other game was 109-105. The total's now 215.5.
They also have to be careful because they got the Pelicans breathing down their neck. They're only 3 up on the Pelicans.
They're playing good
ball. And
they
play them, yes. The Pelicans are number 2 in defense since the break, and they're number 2 in net rating. Pelicans are doing a nice job here. So Clippers got to start. The division's over. We know that. They're 99%. But you want to get a top 4 seed.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.